Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Today, we are celebrating International Left-Handers Day. So, lefties, this is for you.
Okay, 所以如果呢，诶，你刚好是左撇子的人，哈，我们今天的课文就要聊聊有关，诶，你知道有一个这个国际左撇子日，诶，你们可能会觉得很有趣，对不对？那刚刚Joe老师说到 lefties or left-handers， 其实在口语上都是可以用来表示左撇子的意思哦。
Now, I'm right-handed. Laura, are you righty? Are you a righty or a lefty?
Yeah, I'm a righty.
Okay.
我是右撇子。
Okay, so we don't have any lefties in the studio today, but there are a bunch of left-handed people out there. I know where I'm from in Canada. A long time ago, they actually made left-handed people to be right-handed people. They said, you're not supposed to do that. They thought it was strange.Actually, a long, long time ago, they actually thought if you wrote with your left hand or you used your left hand, you were evil.
Oh, 这么坏哦，所以他可能会觉得你是怪的，或者是你是坏的，或是邪恶的 evil, 在很久很久以前。Okay, but we're going to find out nowadays what left-handers, well, they can do. They can actually celebrate International Left-Handers Day, right?
That's right. It's no longer evil anymore. We just know there are right-handed people and left-handed people, and today is all about the lefties. So let's go ahead and read through today's article right now.
Celebrating International Left-Handers Day.
You probably know a left-handed person. In fact, 10% of all people are left-handed. To celebrate this special fact, there's International Left-Handers Day. International Left-Handers Day is on August 13th every year. It started in 1992.The day lets people know all the good and bad parts of being left-handed. Besides, it helps people understand left-handers' problems in a right-handed world. The day also teaches people about some famous left-handers. Some examples are Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, and Leonardo da Vinci.
Celebrate, 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 celebrated, celebrated. People celebrate Christmas on December 25th. People celebrate Christmas on December 25th. Start, start. The movie starts at 7:30 p.m.The movie starts at 7:30 p.m. No, 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 new, known. Miranda knows a lot about history. Miranda knows a lot about history. Teach, 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 taught, taught.Our English teacher taught us lots of new words today. Our English teacher taught us lots of new words today.
The article starts off today by saying you probably know a left-handed person. Probably just means it's likely that something is true. So you probably know a left-handed person, somebody who uses their left hand to do most things, like to write or to throw a ball or anything like that.
OK, 所以一开始课文就提到的哦，就是说，诶，你可能认识左撇子的人。那我们刚刚有提到，就是左撇子是 lefty 或是 left-handers。那这里有没有看到 left-handed? OK, 就是左手的。那想要知道更多有关 left-handed, 或者是诶，像是右撇子，其实就是 right-handed, 或者是你可以说 I'm a right-hander. 哇，想要知道更多有关这样子的说法，我们要请教我们的 Magic Box, 找亮点老师哦。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
Slim， 大家准备好跟着我一起找亮点了吗？今天的文章里有一种字，它一直出现，它是两个字合起来的，中间有一杠，大家有找到吗？这就是我们今天的文法亮点啦。这种用两个字构成的字有很多构成方式，今天我们会说两种。首先我们先看看形容词加名词的复合名词，标题出现的 left-hander 是把形容词 left 和名词 hand 并在一起后加上 er， 意思是使用左手的人，也就是左撇子。很多字都是这样构成的哦，像是你常看到的 email， 它原本是 electronic mail， 电子的邮件。其实有很多这样的字，像是这个温室啊，就是 greenhouse， 把绿色 green 和 house 房子合在一起。只是这类的复合名词后来因为常用，就逐渐省略连字号了。所以不知不觉中，其实啊，你已经用过很多这种字了呢。那接下来我们来看看另一个构字法哦。文章第一句出现的 left-handed， 它是形容词 left 加上名词 hand。 看到这里你可能会想，诶，那为什么要加 ed 勒？其实这个 ed 的作用就是把这个字变成形容词。这种复合形容词的构成法呢，就是形容词加上名词再加上 ed。 我们一起来试试看造几个字哦。如果要说人这个铁石心肠，我们可以怎么把这个字造出来呢？首先我们先用 hard 这个形容词表示坚硬的，名词 heart 接在后面，那最后要加上什么呢？噔噔噔，很好，要加上 ed， 所以呢铁石心肠就是 hard hearted。 好，那如果我们要形容别人是圆脸的该怎么说？想好你的形容词和名词了吗？很好，就是 round 和 face， 当然不要加上这个，不要忘记加上 ed， 所以圆脸的就是 round face。 今天就跟大家说到这里咯，希望大家都理解，那我们下次见啦，拜拜。
OK， 所以刚刚提到一开始课文就说 you probably know a left-handed person， 其中的 probably 就是这个或许啊或是大概的啊。Okay, so do you know somebody who's left-handed?
I know some lefties, some southpaws as they call them in baseball, if we're talking about pitchers as well, but it's actually not that common. As we learn in the article, it says, in fact, 10% of all people are left-handed. In fact just means, well, this is a fact. This is something that is proven. It's something that is true. And only 10% of all people are left-handed.
哇，所以其实比我们想象中还少耶，因为接着呢他就提到说，事实上呢左撇子只占所有的人的10%。那这里我们有没有看到一开始句首用的 in fact 这个片语哦，这是用来表示事实上，有强调的语气。比方像是诶，如果我可以说诶，这个人他看起来很年轻，可是呢实际上呢 OK， 事实上呢他已经可能很老了，可能60岁了，那我就可以说 He looks younger, but he is in fact almost 60 years old.
The article goes on to say, to celebrate this special fact, there's International Left-Handers Day. Okay, international just means including many different countries. It has many different countries involved, so we know this is celebrated in lots of different countries. And to celebrate, it means to show that a day or an event is important by doing something special on it. You celebrate a birthday, you celebrate all kinds of holidays and all sorts of special occasions.
那因为左撇子的人这么少啊，那为了庆祝这个特别的事实呢，哎，我们有这个 International Left-Handers Day， 你们知道吗？这个就是国际左撇子日，所以左撇子们 OK， 你们就可以开心的庆祝这一天啦。那我们来看一下其中提到的 International 这个形容词就有国际的这样子的意思，而 Celebrate 这也是我们今天的 Word Power Word C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E， 这是个动词哦，表示庆祝，像是我们可能会 celebrate somebody's birthday， 庆祝某人的生日啊。那 celebrate 这个字的动词三态的变化为 celebrate， celebrated 直接在字尾接 d， celebrated。
We could also say people celebrate Christmas on December 25th. people celebrate Christmas on December 25th. It's only 4 months away. I should get my Christmas shopping done soon.
Okay, 所以没有错，其实大家提到这个圣诞节就很开心。那人们会在什么时候庆祝圣诞节？刚刚例句提到是 December 25th, 就是12月25日啦。
International Left-Handers Day is on August 13th every year. It started in 1992. So when we talk about something starting or when it started, it means to start happening or to make something begin, in other words.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, 所以大家可能很想知道，诶，到底这个 International Left-Handers Day 是什么时候呢？哦，原来它是在每年的八月十三日哦。而且呢 ，It started in 1992. 它起源于1992年。其中我们看到的 start 在本课有起源于什么时候哦，或者起源于什么什么的意思。而 start 一般还有开始的意思，像是如果哎，我们可能想要看这个电影的时候，就想要知道，哎，它的开始播映的时间是什么时候 ？What is the movie starting time？ 另外，它的 opposite， 它的相反字呢，则是 end or finish， right？
That's right. For example, we could say the movie starts at 7:30 p.m. The movie starts at 7:30 p.m.
电影是七点半开始哦。
Next, the article says the day lets people know all the good and bad parts of being left-handed. If you know something, it means you have information about something.
OK, 我们来看一下这一天到底会做什么事情呢？原来它是要让人们知道当一个左撇子的好处以及坏处哦。OK, 我们来这里看一下哦，其实有这个实义动词 let, OK, 它让人知道，使人知道。OK, 不过注意哦，它后面接的动词是要是原形动词哦。那刚刚我们看到是 the day lets people know 这个动词。know, 它当然就是知道啊，了解的意思，像是 I don't know， 我不知道，我不了解。Know 的动词变态三态，变化三态为 know、knew、k n e w、known、k n o w n。像是呢，如果有时候听到一首歌，我可能就会记不太熟它的这个歌词，或是也不知道它的歌词是什么，我就可以说 I don't know the words to that song。
We could also say Miranda knows a lot about history. Miranda knows a lot about history.
Miranda 很厉害哦，她知道很多关于这个历史的事情哦。
The article goes on to say, besides, it helps people understand left-handers' problems in a right-handed world.
OK, 接着课文提到了说这一天呢刚刚提到说它可以让人知道一个左撇子的好处跟坏处此外 besides, OK, 就是有此外或是 in addition, 常常我们会用来表示除此之外还有什么。OK, 那还有什么呢国际左撇子日也帮助大家了解在左撇子在右撇子的社会中左撇子所遇到的一些问题哟。
The day also teaches people about some famous left-handers. Teach means to give lessons in a school, a college, or a university, or it can mean to help someone learn about something by giving them information. So that's what this day does. It's teaching people about some famous or some very well-known left-handers.
Actually, I heard this piece of trivia that says polar bears are mostly left-handed.
Polar bears are left-handed.
I didn't know. I don't know if it's true or not.
If you see a polar bear catching a seal or something, they're going to be doing it with their left paw.
Yeah, this is what I learned. Okay.
Okay, it must be true. I don't think anybody would make that up.
Okay, 对啊，我之前有看到一个冷知识说这个北极熊 polar bears 他们大部分都是左撇子哦。所以刚刚我们提到课文说这个国际左撇子日其实也让人们认识一些知名的左撇子哦。OK, 我们来看一下其中提到的 teach, T-E-A-C-H, 这个动词就是教导的意思，它的动词三态的变化为 teach, taught, T-A-U-G-H-T, taught, 一样，所以它的过去式跟过去分词是一样的。那像是呢，其实我不太会骑脚踏车嘞。I don't know how to ride a bike. Can you teach me, Joe?
I can teach you how to ride a bike, although I haven't been on a bike in a very long time. But you know what they say? They say you never forget how to ride a bike. So hopefully I can teach you. We could also say our English teacher taught us lots of new words today. Our English teacher taught us lots of new words today.
OK, 对，没有错。其实 teach 后面如果接 er, 当然就变成 teacher, 老师了。就像刚刚例句提到的，哎，我们的这个 English teacher, 英文老师教了我很多的新字哦。
So we were talking about some famous left-handers. Some examples are Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, and Leonardo da Vinci. So some very brilliant people from the past and from the present have been left-handed.
Wow, I had no idea. 原来像是 Einstein, 爱因斯坦啦，还有比尔盖茨啦，以及 Leonardo da Vinci 跟达文西，哇，他们都是 lefties or left-handers. And polar bears, don't forget.
And polar bears. polar bears and Albert Einstein. So we're in some very good company in the world of people and in the world of the animal kingdom. Well, that brings us to the end of today's article. Before we leave you, let's have our wrap-up.Today on the program, we've been learning all about International Left-Handers Day. This is a day to celebrate those 10% of the population that are left-handed, right?
Yeah, that's right. 其实我本来不知道，但是今天的课文教了我们说原来这个 every year on August 13th, 就是8月13日，我们就会庆祝 International Left-Handers Day, 就是国际左撇子日。So if you're a lefty or a left-hander, don't forget to celebrate this special day.
That's right, and you can remember that lots of famous people and brilliant people like Einstein, Bill Gates.
They're not evil.
They're not evil. They're brilliant. They're very smart. And if you're an animal fan, as Laura pointed out, this is news to me. Polar bears are left-handed or left-pawed, I guess we might say. Well, we're going to learn a little bit more in our discussion on our next program about International Left-Handers Day. Until then, for A-Plus English, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Excuse me, could I have an extra pillow, please?
Excuse me, could I have an extra pillow, please?
Hello, everyone, this is Winnie. I'm always cold on the plane. Excuse me, could I have an extra pillow, please?
好啦，我们来看今天的小聚会。Excuse me, could I have an extra pillow, please? 意思就是不好意思，可以麻烦再给我一个枕头吗？在飞机上需要麻烦工作人员时，这个句型非常实用啦。如果要麻烦人，中文会用说不好意思开头，英文就是 excuse me。除了枕头，有些人会需要多一条毯子，也可以利用这个句型 excuse me, could I have an extra blanket, please?除了在飞机上，日常生活中也是有很多时候要麻烦到人。例如餐厅里你想要来杯开水，也可以用这个开头 Excuse me, could I have a glass of water, please? 那要注意哦， Excuse me 用在不好意思麻烦人的时候，这种时候呢，我们不会用 sorry， 因为你不是要道歉。虽然中文好像都是通用的，不过英文里只有在做错事时才会用到 sorry。
Okay, let's review again. Excuse me, could I have an extra pillow, please? Excuse me, anyone? Help!
Excuse me, could I have an extra pillow, please?
Excuse me, could I have an extra pillow, please?
Celebrating International Left-Handers Day.
You probably know a left-handed person. In fact, 10% of all people are left-handed. To celebrate this special fact, there's International Left-Handers Day. International Left-Handers Day is on August 13th every year. It started in 1992. The day lets people know all the good and bad parts of being left-handed. Besides, It helps people understand left-handers' problems in a right-handed world. The day also teaches people about some famous left-handers. Some examples are Albert Einstein, Bill Gates, and Leonardo da Vinci.
Celebrate, 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 celebrated, celebrated. People celebrate Christmas on December 25th. People celebrate Christmas on December 25th. Start, start. The movie starts at 7:30 p.m. The movie starts at 7:30 p.m. No, 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 new, known. Miranda knows a lot about history. Miranda knows a lot about history. Teach, 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 taught, taught. Our English teacher taught us lots of new words today. Our English teacher taught us lots of new words today.